This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop rocking
through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento. Momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
So a few weeks ago, I wrote and recommended the movie Civil War. Disco then proceeded to falsely say the movie's a left-wing hit job on conservatives. Did I use that word? That word, I'm thinking he's that verbiage.
Except I heard like, it was like you heard it was.
But just time. On the trailers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they looked, this would have looked like. To be fair, the trailer release, I wouldn't believe that, but the actual film is actually very apolitical. It focuses on the journalists covering the war. Doesn't really take a side either way. No strong political takes whatsoever. Again, I highly recommend this movie. And I'll be waiting for an apology for insinuating that would promote anything that would further the leftist movement. One thing I love doing is watching old-time fights. One of my all-time favorites is Bobby Chacon versus Rafael Limon IV. Do you all have any recommendations of all-time favorite fights that stand out? Thanks and God bless. And it's Frank Ram from Azusa, California. Bro, there's just all of those. Just go back and watch
14.
All of the Frazier Ali, Frazier Foreman, Ali Foreman stuff. Okay, because like that, you know, because you got to understand the dynamic back then. Smokin' Joe Frazier was a killer, okay? Ali was great and bad, had gone to jail and then came out of jail. George Foreman was like this beast that came and like slayed Joe Frazier the killer. So going into the fight against Ali, everybody thought that Foreman was literally going to kill Ali, like with his hit fist, like he was going to beat him to death. And right. Ali upset him. That's a really fascinating dynamic to actually. Well, I got to run home, watch all those fights in order. And I was like, wow, Frazier really was
these were tough heavyweights that came to fight, especially Joe Frazier from those Philadelphia gym wars, because everybody coming out of Philadelphia back then was super, super tough. Like Marvin Hagler, this has nothing to do with you, Joe.
I'm sorry. I thought you were
just because you live in Philly doesn't make you tough. And
these
so
streets shape a man.
Yeah, I'm sure they shaped you really nice in the streets. But here's the thing. But back then, like even Marvin Hagler was from Massachusetts. He would go down to Philly to go against, you know, Boogaloo Watts and all these badass Philly fighters. And back then, remember a guy called Ron Lyle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ron Lyle was like an ex-convict who fought Foreman. What a fucking war that was. Also, remember when Ken Norton, who was from San Diego, the Navy, he fought Ali and fractured his jaw.
I was going to bring up, I just, as you were talking about this, I Googled Ring Magazine's heavyweight rankings from 1975. Let me give you some of these names.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Muhammad Ali was a champion.
Right.
The number one contender was Ken Norton.
Right.
Number two was Jimmy Young.
Right.
Number three was George Frazier.
Right.
Number four was George Foreman.
Right.
Number five was Ron Lyle.
Right.
Number six was Ernie Shavers.
Right.
Number seven, Dwayne Bobick, Joe Bugner, Chuck Webner, and Randy Newman. Now, the one thing about this, if you go back and, bro, if you go on, like, we just Google these names and look at their images. Bro,
right.
Heavyweight boxers were, like, grown-ass, big, tough-looking
right.
men.
Right.
Back then. It's like, you know,
and about
like
Sonny
five,
Liston, bro. He looked, right, Sonny Liston. Just looking at him, you were like, right. What the fuck?
These guys were, like, adults with strong...
Right.
Weathered faces,
yeah, street
and
guys. They were like street guys, bro.
Right, yeah.
And let me tell you the other thing. Foreman was so feared because, bro, Frazier was knocking everybody the fuck out. Remember, he had that really beautiful left hook. He would go to right. the body, and Foreman decimated him.
Right.
There's a spot in the match where Joe Frazier's actually hopping around, and he still hits him in the back of the head.
Right.
And
people like younger
and,
people.
And sorry, so let me finish. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then. Everybody thought, okay, he decimated fucking Frazier. He decimated Ron Lyle. He's going to kill Ali.
Right.
And Ali did the rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
Okay? Where he just let him get tired. And he was so tired that he actually had to go to the hospital for, like, yeah. dehydration and shit.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. What were you going to say, Joe, before? I lose
just
my train of thought.
Younger people, even people the last 20 years even, because they just remember George Foreman grills and Foreman in his second run. But back then, he was feared. He was quiet. He was, you know what I mean? He was a killer. George Foreman later, happy George, smiling George, was way different than the way he was back in the day.
Well, I'm going to give you a couple fights. And since you like fights from the 70s, which is my specialty, because I used to have a neighbor who watched all the fights from Mexico, and I would go to his house because they were much more exciting because they were lightweights and featherweights, and they were quicker, and they had zero problems going into wars. I'm going to get to that in a minute, but I'm going to give you some of my favorite fights. Of course, nobody can ever forget. It was a few rounds. The Leonard Hearns Hagler Classic.
Yeah.
Leonard Hearns is one of my favorite fights of all time. Two of the greatest boxers that have ever existed. And I remember when Leonard said that when he saw Hearns' physique, he almost shit himself because the guy was a killer. Okay. Diego Corrales versus Castillo, early 20s. Eric Terrible Morales from Tijuana against Marco Antonio Barrera from Distrito Federal, Mexico City. And they hated each other. Morales versus Pacquiao. Pryor versus Arguello, which I remember this fight like it was yesterday in Miami in 1982. And it was very controversial because Arguello, who was a killer, you know, they had given a bottle to Pryor in the corner and they say, give him the juice that I mixed. Yeah, yes. a special mix.
Pamela Lewis.
And everybody thought somebody, you know, Vasquez versus Marquez. Now, I'm going to get into the lightweight because this is a league of their own of like the 70s. To me, the greatest boxer I ever saw was Salvador Sanchez. You have to see the fight with Wilfredo Gomez, who was undefeated at the time. He was like 32-0 with like 30 knockouts, loudmouth Puerto Rican against a very quiet Sanchez. Bro, Sanchez destroyed him, okay? Sanchez against Azuma Nelson from Ghana. I think he beat him in 15 rounds. That was great. Arguello's against Ruben Puas Olivares, one of the greatest boxers that ever existed. Olivares versus Bobby Chacon, the first one. Those 70s fights, bro, you have to see them to believe them because boxers are not made that way anymore.
This is kind of a master of the obvious. Joseph Rodriguez from Plainview, Texas. My question is, with AEW's recent attendance being so bad, would it be smarter to try and take shows to the places WWE is no longer going? I live in between Lubbock and Amarillo, Texas, and WWE no longer even has house shows in those markets. The closest show they've had is 4 hours away in Dallas, and I know tons of people that would love to go see a live show without having to drive so far away. Thank you. But that's where they go now, though, don't they? They're going in these small markets. Like in Toronto, they went to small markets. And so they,
man, Colorado, they went to that Livermore, yeah, or whatever the fuck.
Well, that's what they have to do. I mean, they're going to these big arenas. It's just for a quarter full is idiotic, you know?
I would not be against the policy of going to the same city that WWE is hot in, but in a smaller venue because they've heated up the city.
Right.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Let's call out the obvious. Everyone wants to head into the bedroom with confidence, feeling like the best versions of themselves. But sometimes thoughts and stress and fatigue can get in the way of our bedroom performance, or it could be that we feel we want to reach our full potential. And whether you're happy or unhappy with your work in the bedroom, why not perform even better? But what are the options? Sketchy gas station pills or prescription drugs with a long line of side effects? That's where the newest K100 sponsor, Joy Mode, comes in. Joy Mode's sexual performance booster is all natural and science-backed, and it works to increase blood flow, firmness, stamina, and overall performance. It's like a pre-workout, but for sex. Comes in a palm-sized packet, like energy or electrolyte powders you've probably seen and used before. Just stir it into water 45 minutes before sexual activity, it's not a long time, and watch the magic unfold. Not only is this the only supplement you'll need in the bedroom, but it also supports your overall health in the following ways: blood pressure, cardio health, athletic performance, and more. Even on days where you're not having sex, the sexual performance health booster can still be taken to boost your nitric oxide, which increases blood flow circulation and strengthens your erection long term. The 30-pack of their SPB is the perfect one-month supply, and it can easily fit into your wallet to take with you on the go. Improve and support your overall quality of life, heart health, and bedroom performance by going to usejoymode.com and using the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. With over 1 million packets taken, that's a lot, men across the nation have turned to Joy Mode. So once again, go to usjoymode.com. That's usjoymode.com and get 20% off and free shipping with our promo code K100. That's K100 at checkout. That's code K100 at usjoymode.com for 20% off and free shipping. Great sex solved naturally. Joe, I'm sure you're a big fan of this. Could you tell us about your experiences with Joy Mode?
I got mine about a week ago, and I use a little packet, throw it in water every morning. And, you know, I'm going to be 43 years old, and I feel like I'm 25, man. I got a lot of energy. My focus, thankfully, is up. And, yeah, sexual energy, as I'm sure all the listeners wanted to hear me say those terms, is way up. So, yeah, my wife's kind of in the, again kind of mood, you know, so.
The worst thing you can do is leave your partner or your date unsatisfied. This gets the job done. And you will always leave them satisfied. Get your sexual enhancement powder.
Usejoymode.com.
Usejoymode.com. Boom.
They're in Arlington, Texas for like a week. Winston-Salem. Did you guys want to talk about that? What was it? 505 or what?
Yeah, 5 was in 2000.
I said before the ratings came out, my thing was, I said, if you remember, I would be very interested to see what the main event did, because that's not a main event. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was a lot lowest rated segment.
Yeah.
And it was.
It was. Also,
and
I was wrong
saying it. here's the funny thing, dude. Everything we've been saying for 5 years, that we were haters, or we were trying to be relevant, that we're trying to get legends contracts, that we're old heads, that we're bitter, all that shit. Now a lot of people are saying the same shit.
I want to make a point. There's something, an adverse event. Now, the funny thing about the show is it stayed steady throughout, but it's bottomed out. I mean, it's like, you know, you're staying steady, but it's like, look at these numbers. 409
They're okay, not so, main so, event names. You have to bookend both shows. They started it good with Rouge and MJF. MJF's the main event name. Rouge, everybody, nobody really knows him, but the fans, the hardcore fans, know he brings it.
It's a bizarre thing about this, and like, it's just inexplicable still, that they dropped off like 200,000 from the regular viewing. Now, there's two things that happened on this day. One of them was, it was Juneteenth. I didn't know anybody that was celebrating that because other shows did fine on TV anyway. And the lead-in was the Black Panther movie, so they had like 400,000 less in the lead-in that they usually do, right? And
I'm right, wondering, they've only shown Black Panther 50 times right. In the last fucking 3 months.
So I'm interested in how much of an inflated, how much does the lead into the Big Bang Theory inflate their number beyond what it's usually does? However, it's like, but the quarter hour numbers are still like 499, five. It's like, where did all the people go? That's a very weird. No, I can't make it make. I can't figure that out.
What do you mean? Where'd they go? They saw it was a main event match that isn't a main event, and they didn't watch it.
200,000 people. Very,
yeah,
that's a considerable amount of people.
Well,
like
okay, are the numbers lying here? I haven't seen AEW come out and say it's bullshit.
They're
that's
not,
the first thing
is,
they would have said.
Okay. I would just love to figure this out. I can't figure it out.
I think I just told you, dude.
Right.
If you see something you don't want to watch, are you going to watch it? No. Here, who do you get this from? Thurston Howell or whatever the guy's name is? What's his name?
Yeah, WrestleNomics. Brandon Thurston.
I love this little thing up here. This chart is created for our subscribers only. For the subscribers. Only a loser would go and post this on social media. That's tremendous.
No, you know what the guy does? He complains because people just post this. They don't give credit.
Oh, okay.
But we always credit. We say, hey, this is Brandon Thurston. Yeah. Watch
always.
All his stuff.
Right, you know, this is Jason Powell. This is whoever it is, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we always credit everybody who we can. Okay, all right, so we broke the record this week.
For shit.
Joe, I think this is the first week of our Patreon emails, no suspensions.
You are correct.
Wow. That's correct. It's great. Well, here we go. Now we're going to the regular.
There was really no dumb questions.
Right. Next is from JG, and the subject is AEW Reset. Greetings, all. Going to get right to it. If you were able to hit the reset button AEW and get control of the booking and everything, how would you book it long term? Thanks, and that's JG from Jersey. Oh, God. I mean, what do you book it long term, right? But I get back to the angles of all the stars wrestling against each other. You know, go MJF against the top and Ward. First
Bro,
of all,
we
here's what.
We were saying it, Disco, when CM Punk came in, Lee Moriarty, and all the other guys that you're like, why is he wrestling him and not the top guys? And that continues to be a trend there.
This is what I would do, okay? Me specifically, all right? I would sacrifice a couple of big names, your top-ish guys, for Wardlow, all right? In the meantime, I would have MJF win the belt. And I would go back, all the way back to the mistake that they made a couple years ago. They never picked it up. Bro, Wardlow squashed MJF in their match, right, that they had. It was a squash. He just beat the piss out of the guy, pinned him, right? And after MJF won the belt, if you're booking logically, okay, who should be the number one contender? The guy that beat the piss out of him and squashed him. Right. I would go all the way back to the mistake they made of not making that the first angle. I'd go Wardlow and MJF for MJF's belt. I would start there. Because I think that's where they were building up Wardlow and building him up, and he beat MJF and just went boop and just was completely relevant. That's where I would start. Okay. What about you?
Let me peel back before you continue, because I'm sure you have more. Let me peel back a little layer of onion. So when I see that something like that happens in my mind, what I'm thinking is because they used to be boys, MJF and Wardlow, and for all I know, they could still be boys, right? Mm-hmm. But something must have happened between him and MJF, or Wardlow and Tony, where Tony says, I'm not going to push this guy anymore, or where MJF says, I'm not going to co-sign this guy anymore. I don't know if he sent feelers at WWE and they found out. I don't know if he said something stupid. I don't know if he did something stupid, but that's the type of petty shit that happens over there. Because this guy's been fucking buried, totally buried. You know, at least when they buried Strowman, they brought him back strong because they understood this guy's money. Obviously, they don't see the same thing in fucking Wardlow, but what else would you do?
To say, I would go back, and that's the point that I would start at. Wardlow fighting for the belt against MJF, because that's if your booking was logical up to that point for those guys and where you wanted them to be, I would try to get them right back to that point. That's
okay.
What I would do.
So basically, this guy must be new, because we've talked about what the changes we would do ad nauseum. What would he have to do? Put hashtag what to find out all the shit we've said about AEW?
If you search for AEW on the Patreon or even on the YouTube, you'll find a million things about Dynamite.
Let me just say this. 2 weeks ago, to me, they had a good show, but they need cold opens. They need threads throughout the show. They need video packages explaining feuds and new people that come in, especially all the Japanese and Mexicans that nobody knows who the fuck they are. They need production meetings, and they have to have somebody helping Tony write Dynamite and have others write the other shows. Because as I said before, it's too much me. I do everything. Bro, one time he actually told me this, and I was like, what? He said, oh, I'm booking the Jericho Cruise. And I'm thinking to myself, big fucking deal, dude. That's important to you?
All right. Yeah. All right, so next one, I can't really comment on it. From Human Shield, and the subject is one of the best promos in years, Uncle Howdy. Hey, guys, I know some people have been quietly or vocally against the Wyatt Six. After their phenomenal debut, many wondered if the momentum would burn out immediately. All I can say is after the promo on Raw with Uncle Howdy and Bo Dallas, any concerns I had are gone. That was one of the best promos and most fascinating vignettes I've seen in years. It was powerful, emotional, real, but still creepy and haunting. I was wondering if you liked it as much as the rest of us. Unfortunately, Human Shield, I have not watched Raw yet. So I will watch it. I will comment on this in the Raw review.
Okay. Right? I did watch it.
Mm-hmm.
This is not one of the best promos of all time, but all the other shit he said, haunting, creepy, all that other shit, it was. It was very, very well done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I know everyone remembers that one special card as a kid that got them into collecting. For me, it was a Dale Murphy rookie card. But collecting's come a long way since then. Now there's a new way to buy, sell, trade, and rip packs. It's called Arena Club. Arena Club has taken repacks to another level. Introducing slab packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack link provides real value, complete deal of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. So during the pandemic, my roommate found out that he had like a whole ton of like old trading cards. Like he had an 8 Shaq rookie cards. It was just an incredible collection of cards. And I wish I would have known about Arena Club back then, because Arena Club is the marketplace for card collecting, whether you're buying, trading, selling, and display. It's the all-in-one trading card platform that you have to check out. There's no more shipping delay to cards lost in transit. Arena Club uses blockchain technology to deliver your card immediately. So buy with confidence, knowing every card on Arena Club is guaranteed on set. The Arena Club grading process provides AI and human grading. It's accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale providing an explanation for how your card was scored. So talk about hit rates and grading with card collecting.
So the grading, as Disco said, there's been various ways to do it, but Arena Club has that new way that they do it using AI and then experts and all that. I'm looking at the site right now. Like they have a Michael Jordan from 1990. It's rated 10. You know, you have this Anthony Edwards plus 9.5, an Ohtani card, which I actually got, is rated a 10. And also hit rates. Hit rates are what tells you basically how likely it is that you're going to get a rare card in your pack. So they're going to tell you ahead of time what the hit rate is for these slab packs that you're buying. And they're also going to give you an idea of what cards you expect or get when you buy the slab pack. I actually got an email earlier that on this coming Friday, Arena Club has this new slab pack, and they're guaranteeing that there's going to be very valuable Kobe Bryant cards. The site's very open and transparent. If you're a card collector, it's a way better deal. It's a way better way to go about it than just blindly opening packs of cards. You don't know what you're going to get. These guys are upfront. They're going to say, hey, you're going to get this much value in this pack. I like it a lot, and I haven't collected cards in years, but when I got my first slab pack, it kind of sucked me back in.
Yeah, so you can make offers, send trades, and interact. You can create your own personal showroom and start building your collection today. So right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yo, if you're a longtime card collector and you're looking to get into the hobby, check out Arena Club. Get your 10% off at arenaclub.com/K100. Boom!
All right, so this is from Nicole Hutchinson. She's from the Discord, right?
Yes.
She's not suspended?
No.
All right. Is she in the PMS thing? That thread?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, guys, question for Conan. In Kevin Nash's recent review of Who Killed WCW, you mentioned seeing a clip where he feels you buried him and Scott Hall. Yeah, play this audio. I saw the clip. You got this audio ready, Joe?
Yeah, which do you want to hear? Because she sent a clip, too, of what she thought Nash was responding to.
We'll play them both. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to play Conan first. This is from Busted Open.
Who killed WW? After episode one, the answer was Hulk Hogan. Because it felt like watching that first episode that a lot of that came on Hulk Hogan. Justifiably, same time, you give somebody that freedom to have creative freedom, you're probably setting yourself up for a fall. And you actually said it too when it came to the NWO. Obviously, the NWA became so big as it was because of Hogan. And it's so true. Like you said it, to quote you from that first episode, I don't see any other fucking WCW shirts other than NWO. NWO is, you go to a show right now or any wrestling show in any city, anywhere, you're going to see an NWO shirt.
Right.
And here you are talking about WCW over 20 years after it's fallen apart and it shut its doors. Like,
let me rectify you there. I didn't say it was Hogan. I never thought it was Hogan. I always thought it was Hall and Nash. As a matter of fact, I said Eric hitched his wagon to Hogan instead of the other guys because they were the ones coming up with the cool ideas. They were the cool factor. He's the one that said, bro, I'm getting booed, all right? I got to do something to resurrect my career. And Kevin Sullivan and Eric were the ones that convinced him. They had to sequester him to make sure he didn't change his mind or somebody got in his ear, whatever was going on. But to me, when they fired X-Pac, because I was there, I was friends with them, and they were sitting in the arena and they were hot as a motherfucker. They had their shirts on. They had like button down shirts, and they opened up their shirts and they had WWE shirts, and they were willing to go up into the fucking ring, open up their shirts, show WWE and support X-Pac. When Eric fired X-Pac, they took their ball and went home, meaning they were not giving any more ideas. They weren't coming in on time. They weren't playing anymore. And just the jealousy and everybody cutting each other's throats, you know, and Hogan was always looking out for himself. That was part of the reason. But there were things I really didn't know, like when they had Brad Siegel and all these other guys saying, well, if you liked wrestling in Turner, you got heat. You know, like I didn't know it was that bad. There were things that I saw on the show that I really didn't know. It was very informative. All right.
Okay. So, we're going to play. I'm going to read the email, then we're going to play Kevin's clip.
All right.
In Kevin Nash's review of Who Killed WCW, he mentioned seeing a clip where he feels you buried him and Scott Hall. Audio attached. During the clip, he sounds confused as to where he saw this, as he didn't notice it in the show. I flicked through the show again and also couldn't find it. However, I did stumble across some articles referencing the interview Conan did with Busted Open. This seems to be what Nash is referencing. Audio attached, so we just listen to it. It is 2.5 minutes, but I want to keep LeGreco's part in for context. Does Conan have any comments on what Nash has said? And I'm not sure what he is trying to imply at the end of the clip where Sean Oliver greases him. Sorry for this being a long email, but I thought it would be good to address. Thanks. And that's a quote from Lossy Mouth, Scotland. P.S. Disco, please say this in a Val Venus voice. Hello, ladies, to Bam and Breezy. Hello, ladies. Right, but I don't take suggestions anymore. Play the Nash clip, because I heard this clip too, and I thought he was I think he's kind of, you know, maybe he did see that, and this is kind of a weird response. So go ahead.
Deal with you guys.
And I saw a clip where Conan buried us saying, like, when they fired X-Pac, we stopped giving ideas, and we took our ball and ran, and all this other shit. Maybe
what episode was that in?
I haven't seen it yet. So it's got to be the fourth one. Uh-huh. I hope it's like a clip that got out there that didn't make it, because God, I sure as hell would hate to tell the story where I got some creative input. And, like, the first thing I did was make sure that he got a $250,000 bump. I mean, like day one. So I've got to hope he's not burying us, because if he is, then it pretty much explains his point of view.
Pretty consistent.
Yeah.
With my impression. So I'll watch the fourth one.
All right, that's it. I think Kevin didn't see the complete. You weren't burying Kevin and Scott.
Of course I wasn't. So yeah, that's what I don't understand.
I think he probably maybe saw, probably didn't hear that whole clip that we just played the 2.5 minutes of. Maybe he just saw
Here's the problem that I hate.
He might saw a soundbite.
Or he read something.
Here's the problem that I hate. Somebody might have sent it to him. He might have only heard a soundbite. But, you know, I never hear anything when I say, hey, Eric hitched his wagon to Hogan. He should have given it to Hall and Nash because they had the good ideas. They were the coolest thing in wrestling. Right. Their shirts are still set. I never hear anything about that. He thinks somehow I buried him, okay? Right. Let me just say this. I love Kevin Nash. We've had our problems because, you know, I'm very temperamental, so is he, okay? But I thought we had squashed this shit. And he continues to think I'm burying him. And this other fucking guy, Sean Oliver, who's been on this 15-year bearing Conan tour, as I give a fuck, because his opinion is as irrelevant as he is. He's a nobody, and my name is like my dick. It's always in his mouth. He's always talking shit about me, and I don't give a fuck what you think, Sean. Wow. Kevin, I love you to death, but if you think I buried you, the only thing that I could construe that you would think I'm burying you, and you know I've always been opinionated, and I always will be opinionated. How long have you known me, Disco? Like 25 plus, right? We've been together in Europe with fucking McManus. We've been in TNA together. We've been in WCW together. When have you known me not to be outspoken?
Never.
Okay, and I'm not going to stop now. The only thing I said was I thought the finger poke of doom was bullshit. If that was Nash's idea, hey, I'm sorry. And the second thing, please write this down, and I'm going to write it at the same time to see if you forget. When Eric is on here, because he did not give me a $250,000 raise, I don't even think he had the power to do that. So I'm going to ask Eric if he could have done that, because if he did, he did it without me knowing it.
Okay.
I got one raise, and it was by Eric. And this is actually a conversation I had with Eric. I said, I'm not going to ask for how much money. I'm going to show you my worth, and then you compensate me accordingly. And to Eric's fucking credit, he compensated me very well.
I think he gave you too much.
You don't know how much.
Whatever it was. Yeah. I don't even know what it was, but I think it's too much. Right. But you're definitely not burying Nash in that.
Yeah, why would I, bro? That was my boy. And so they were mad. They were mad. When X-Pac got fired, they were like, fuck this place, man. I'm not gonna help them anymore. Is that burying them?
If you took out the part of Eric hitched himself to Hogan instead of Hall and Nash with the cool guys, and then they fired the X-Pac. If you took all that out of this place, they took their brawl and went home as quick as I did.
That's all he read, or that's all he buried.
If you took out the part before, big threat. All right, so next one.
So everything in context, my brother, and I'm sure somebody is going to send this to you. Everything in context.
Yeah, we'll
read it all. Listen to it all. And we have been inviting you on the show for over a year. I know you're mourning and all that. You can come here. We can discuss it. I can go over there and we can discuss it. I'll face anything, anywhere, anytime. Boom.
Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.